her brave escape, missing teen Jamie Kloss found alive. The 13-year-old girl who survived 88 days of captivity after her parents were murdered in front of her breaks free. Inside her shocking ordeal and her joyous first days home. After 3 hours in the car, Jean Nutter's golden retriever Henry Standing Bear wouldn't sit still. Usually when the retired social worker and her husband, Forrest, first got to their weekend cabin in the woods of Gordon, Wisconsin, Nutter would settle in by building a fire and stowing her jewelry, including her bracelet with the medal of St. Christopher, the patron saint of travelers. But on Thursday, January 10th, the dog would not wait for his walk. Henry was antsy and the road was nothing but ice, Nutter says. I thought, I'm leaving my bracelet on so I don't fall and break my hip. But whatever powers the Catholic school alum, now 66, ascribed to her religious medal, had a higher calling that frigid afternoon when a thin young girl wearing only a baggy sweatshirt and two big men's sneakers on the wrong feet stumbled across the ice toward Nutter and Henry. She said, I need help. I recognized her immediately. Her pictures are everywhere, recalls Nutter. She was crying. She told me, I'm Jamie. They were two words that thousands across Wisconsin and the world had been waiting to hear. 88 days earlier, on October 15th, Jamie Kloss, 13, had been declared missing and endangered after her parents, James and Denise Kloss, were found fatally shot in their Barron, Wisconsin home. Since then, Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald, his officers and FBI agents had combed through more than 3,500 tips, yet had no leads, no suspect, and no motive, until Nutter's harrowing encounter 70 miles to the north. Within the hour, an unemployed local whom police identified as Jake Patterson, 21, was in jail, charged with kidnapping Jamie and killing her parents. And by the next morning, Jamie was reunited with extended family and her pup, Molly, at the home of her aunt and legal guardian, Jennifer Smith, Denise's sister, who had Christmas gifts wrapped and waiting for her miracle homecoming. Jamie's still in shock, says Smith's daughter, Lindsay, 22. That first night in her new home, getting comfortable in my mom's house, eating meat and cheese and snacks, watching the Hallmark Channel, Jamie was, her cousin says, nothing but smiles. Getting there was pure terror. After Jamie described how close the house of her captivity was to where they stood in the road, Nutter realized she had to get the girl to safety, but no one answered at the first house they tried. My brain was racing, says Nutter. I said, oh, Jamie, we'll find somebody. I know a teacher who lives down the road. I was talking calmly, but I was freaking out inside. When that teacher, Kristen Kosinskis, answered her door, Nutter told her, call 911 and get a weapon.